The Little Mouse in a Country House. On a winter night, in a country lane, there was a little mouse that got lost. He didn't know what to do. He couldn't find his mom. He was hungry and cold. He started wandering the street, and he walked and walked, until he arrived in front of a large door. He looked for the doorbell, but he couldn't find it, as it was hidden behind a bush. So he knocked at the door, and the owner of the house opened it. To welcome him, there were two very kind and friendly people. The mouse shyly said,
"Hi, sorry, I'm lost, and I can't find my mom."
Those words melted the hearts of the two gentlemen, and they let the mouse in and invited him to stay for dinner. Then they promised him a warm bed for the night. After dinner, the little mouse fell into a deep sleep, and when he woke up, he found himself in a very dark place. Suddenly, two big yellow eyes were staring at him. He got terrified and yelled,
"Who is it? Who are you?"
And a terrifying voice boosted,
"I am the cat."
The little mouse, immobilized, remembered his mom's words telling him to be aware of cat's eyes.
"They are mice's worst enemy."
The cat spoke again and warned him,
"Don't trust these people."
The little mouse immediately replied,
"I don't listen to cats because my mom has always told me not to trust them." "Okay, go to the kitchen and see what they are doing."
The cat said, and he walked away. So the reluctant mouse headed for the kitchen. There, a terrible surprise awaited him. The cat was right. The gentlemen were holding two mice and were making soup. Maybe he should have trusted the cat more than the host. The little mouse understood that the best thing to do was to find a way out as soon as possible. To his rescue came the cat, who, with his agility, toppled the bowl with the mice. Thanks to the cat's help, the little mouse had time to escape and finally he woke up. He just had a very bad dream.
The moral of the story is, don't have prejudices if someone wants to help you, but above all, don't trust strangers.